to returning to work as soon as possible. McCain is 81 years old and was diagnosed with a brain tumor this summer.
Firefighters are making progress in gaining control over the Thomas Fire in Southern California. The wildfire has scorched over 238,000 acres. This is USA Radio News.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples is open 7 days a week and has all the mailing and shipping supplies you need. Staples. Shop, ship, smile. And right now, get 10% off UPS shipping services. Valid through 12/30/17. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Newtown, Connecticut is marking 5 years since the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. It was December 14, 2012, when a 20-year-old Adam Lanza murdered 20 young children and 6 school employees before turning the gun on himself. Former President Barack Obama addressed the nation that fateful day.
We've endured too many of these tragedies in the past few years. And each time I learn the news, I react not as a president, but as anybody else would, as a parent. And that was especially true today.
Sandy Hook was one of the worst mass shootings in American history. The old school was torn down and a new one was built on another piece of land. Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy called for the U.S. and state flags in his state to be lowered to half staff from sunrise to sunset. Former President Obama said parents can relate to this tragedy.
I know there's not a parent in America who doesn't feel the same overwhelming grief that I do. The majority of those who died today were children, beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old.
President Obama also took time to talk about some of the children of Sandy Hook.
They had their entire lives ahead of them, birthdays, graduations, weddings, kids of their own. Among the fallen were also teachers, men and women who devoted their lives to helping our children fulfill their dreams.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Alrighty, welcome everybody. Welcome back to the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I've said this time and time again here on the pro, and I really do not make any apologies. I can be, I admit, you know, it can be a jagged Little Pill. Right? And the title of an Alanis Morissette album, Jagged Little Pill. Yeah. Jagged Little Pill, some of the things that we serve up here on the program, and I talk about no spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. I am who I am. I'm not going to sugarcoat things. I'm not in a, this is not a Dale Carnegie show. I'm not trying to win friends and, well, I'm trying to influence people, without a doubt. I'm trying to teach people. But I never really subscribed to him stuff. I'm not selling anything here. The truth is the truth. You can either decide to take it for what it is, or you can choose to ignore it. And all too often in our day and age, people choose to ignore it. I want to talk about this story. This got me riled up this past week. This really ticked me off. Off CNBC. And CNBC is the business version of MSNBC. It's left-wing economic drivel. It is. And there's a couple hosts on the network that are all right. The website in particular is godforsaken awful. Most of the stories that you get off CNBC look like that they were written by either an eighth or ninth grader. They're that vapid. And again, you know, they don't really have much and really great reporters working there. You get, some graduates right out of college, right in journalism school, and they pay them next to nothing. And it is what it is. It's really, really bad. Here's a story. Pace of Obamacare enrollment slows dramatically as Trump administration cuts take effect. Oh, it's Trump. Yeah. Enrollment is down because of Trump. And here you have it. You have an interview. The so-called journalist here goes to this these people who are Obamaites. Former Obama administration health officials Joshua Peck and Lori Lotus. They're very upset. They run an advocacy group, which means they are community organizers. An advocacy group. How exactly do you get paid? How do you make a living? Oh, yeah, off the taxpayer. Get America Covered, an advocacy group founded by former Obama administration health officials. So basically, they work for Obama. And in the Obamacare rule budget, they set aside a certain amount of money that could be used to get people to enroll. So these two say, hey, Barack, we work for you. We're gonna start one of those groups. Just give us the cash. And that's how they make their money. So they're none too happy now that Donald Trump has cut the budget for telling people what to do. Yeah. I mean, they used to put out like pamphlets from Pueblo, Colorado or something like that, right? The administration has slashed budgets for advertising and for enrollment assistance programs this year. No, not that. Get America Covered said that, oh, you know what the problem is? They also changed the enrollment period. This year, people only have 45 days to sign up for a plan. Last year's sign-up season lasted 90 days. People don't know. Okay, here's the truth. In today's day and age, I'm going to be honest with everybody, if you don't know, well, then you're just willfully ignorant. You are willfully ignorant. Oh, you have time on your smartphone to Snapchat or to connect with your buds on Facebook, or to play Candy Crush. But you can't figure this out. If you put in healthcare enrollment into your search bar, all of that information pops up. And guess what? No tax dollars need to be spent. I'm sick and tired of this, people. I really am. There is no excuse in today's day and age. People thousands of years ago would travel from all over the globe to go to places like Alexandria, Athens, Rome, to get an education. You have all the power of the world in your hand. In your hand. You want to take a class at MIT? You can do it on your darn phone. And many of you out there get an Obama phone, and then you get free internet that goes along with it. And you're still an idiot. There's no excuse anymore. You understand? There's no excuse. I see these people walking around like idiots with their phone, texting and snapping and doing all this stuff, and they don't know a damn thing about anything. I'm sorry, people. We have to draw the line at some point in time. I'm sick and tired of paying for your stuff. I'm sick and tired of having to tell you how to live your lives, what to do, and having my tax dollars have to do all that. Figure it out. Anyway, I told you from time to time I get a bit irate. And one thing that drives me nuts is laziness. And it's just people just being lazy. You're just being lazy. Figure it out. On a similar note here, I'm going to actually rip into myself here. Okay? You know when people say that they don't, I don't have any regrets in life. I went through life, I had no regrets. Really? Really, nothing at all. You weren't, I don't know, mean to someone at some point in time and wish you hadn't done that? Honestly, if you go through life and you don't have any regrets at all, well, that, you know what, you're an odd person. You really are. One of my biggest regrets when it comes to this radio show, talk about this radio show, was when Occupy Wall Street was taking place, Zuccotti Park in New York. I was getting everything together. I said, you know what? I'm going to go down there. I'm going to go down there and I'm going to broadcast my program from Zuccotti Park. I want to talk to these kids. I want to talk to these kids and I want to see what they're thinking, because you know, I knew in the back of my mind what was going to happen. The whole Occupy Wall Street movement started up and eventually it got taken over by the socialists and communists, which I was afraid was going to happen. And I guess I maybe thought that if I went down there and broadcast and I could have talked to these people, you know, maybe had some sort of dialogue. But I didn't do it. For whatever reason, you know, it was at that point in time, I said, you know, this is just too much trouble. I got caught up and I didn't go. And to this day, I regret that decision or inaction. There's a article that came out this week in the Wall Street Journal talking about socialism, capitalism, seen in the light of young Americans. And I found it fascinating. I really did. Because I know capitalism is not being taught properly. And that's that whole Occupy Wall Street movement. I agreed with many of the complaints that the kids had in regards to Occupy Wall Street. I've written about this here on the program. Justice, white collar justice, there is no such thing in this country. It's basically the Catholic, medieval Catholic practice of selling indulgences is what it is. Where you pay money and your sins go away. You want to do the old Jim Carrey from Ace Ventura Pet Detective. Exorcise the demons. All you do is you write a check and they're gone. They're gone. And that's what the big firms do again and again. So I you know, put myself in the position of these kids that are watching all of this take place, that are frightened about their future. And I get it. I get it. Because they're being told that this is capitalism, right? They're being told that what took place in their financial crisis and what the big firms are getting with, they're being told that this is capitalism. Au contraire, it has nothing to do with that at all. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this when we get back. I'm going to take a quick break right here. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Become a part of our family, the Watchdog on Wall Street family, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff available at the website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour-a-day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
He was malnourished and emaciated.
Constant scratching and just being unpleasant.
He was shedding excessively.
He was losing his fur.
Franklin was rescued from the streets of Los Angeles.
Bear was a rescue from the same shelter in Kansas City, Missouri that I got JJ the Terrier.
I found his raw meat diet, which is raw meat, eggs, rice, and Dynavite and Lico Chops. His omega-3 supplement on Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com. I've got my ground beef, the Dynavite, and I just mix it all together with the eggs and the shells.
Franklin, he's thriving. His coat is soft and shiny. He's shedding much less.
They're much happier. Their coats are better. Their behavior, especially their behavior, is better. How do you feed your shelter dog to derive a great attitude?
Start that little pet off right.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Just go to Dynavite.com.
Dinovite.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This report is brought to you by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. Immune thrombocytopenia, also known as ITP, is a condition in which a person's immune system mistakenly attacks healthy blood cells, called platelets. When platelets are low, people may experience bruising or bleeding. A spontaneous nosebleed that wouldn't stop is what led Jim to the doctor. As Jim would learn, diagnosing ITP wasn't so easy. Despite finally getting a diagnosis, Jim cycled through multiple kinds of treatments before trying a medicine that stabilized his platelet count and worked for his lifestyle. Jim explains his experience.
I remember being hooked up to an IV getting chemotherapy, and I thought to myself, wait, I don't have cancer, so why am I hooked up? I realized I had to take the reins and keep asking questions. I kept working with my doctor to find a treatment plan that worked for me, and I told myself then, I'm not going to lose a day in my life to ITP.
For more information on ITP, visit myitplife.com.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Ah, cool in the gang. Actually, one of the first dates I went on in my life, I took a young lady to see Cool in the Gang, the Colony Coliseum. Welcome back to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. We're talking about, well, it kind of brings back memories when I was young. All was possible. All was possible when I was young. And one of the things, and people ask me, well, one of the reasons why you do this radio show in the way that you do, and I want my kids to grow up in a world where they can succeed beyond their wildest dreams and also fail, because that's the reality. That's truly what capitalism is, right? Going out there and building and creating, falling down, overcoming obstacles. Young people that were there at Zuccotti Park, and many of the young people today on campuses, many of them, they don't feel like they have a shot. And again, you have to put yourself into their shoes and their perspective. What they know of the 1980s, they see in Stranger Things. For the past 8 years, we talked about this here last hour. We talked about the growth, the economic growth during the Obama years, which was awful. Talk about wage growth in this country, which has gone nowhere since 2000. I mean, back in 2000, everybody was worried about, oh, my God, planes are going to fall out of the sky, the Y2K bug. No. No, what happened after that point in time was quite simply ridiculous regulations. Banking sector completely changed. No more IPOs. Animal spirits gone by the wayside. They tried to manufacture animal spirits in that whole ridiculous housing run-up, which was fueled just by ridiculous loans going to people that couldn't afford them in the first place. Again, if you couldn't see that train wreck coming, I'm sorry, there's something wrong with you. We saw it plain and clear, and he warned everybody about it before The Big Short, before anybody else. We told you that this thing wasn't going to last. It wasn't real. There's no value. So this is what these kids have seen. They don't understand capitalism. They don't understand the concept of creative destruction. And we need to take a good, hard look at how we got here. So the time I started this program, to the time at 2000, we've been talking about this. We've been warning people, saying, hey, listen, we're on a path here. Hayek called it the road to serfdom. We decided to use the language of AC/DC and call it the highway to hell. But we arrived. We arrived. We got here. Now, you don't drive through socialism town. You drive through socialism town, you got communism right on the other side. You got to back our way out and go in the opposite direction and take a look at the things that we've done that have led us here. Going back to the repeal of Glass-Steagall, Sarbanes-Oxley, Dodd-Frank, a ridiculous tax code that gets bigger and bigger and bigger, Obamacare, the government taking over student loans, subsidizing various different industries to the umpteenth degree. You can see what we've done. It's right there. It's all laid out right there in front of us. What not to do. How to turn a country that usually would see above 3% growth into a stagnant Western European socialist country. And that's what we've done. So, you know what? We make fun here on the program. We tease the snowflakes. We make fun of the millennials. But you also have to have a little sympathy for them as well. They haven't seen what many of us have seen. Anyway, I want to talk a little bit now. I want to talk a little bit about this whole debt ceiling debacle. Again, many people, you're new to this program. You're going to learn some things here today that I guarantee you haven't heard anywhere else. You haven't heard on any of the business programs out there. You most certainly haven't heard it on the news. The whole debt ceiling debate debacle is one big lie. Let me try to put this into perspective for everyone, because everyone's saying, oh my God, that's terrible. That was one thing. 67% of people out there don't want the government to shut down. Now, ask yourself, is it really a government shutdown? No. No, it's not. Essential services will remain open. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but a nation like ours, which was founded limited government, right? Limited government. Shouldn't essential services be the only thing that's open at any point in time? I'd agree with that. And we're told, we've been told, by many of politicians out there, that we've got to pay our bills. We can't do this. We got to raise the debt ceiling. We've got to make good on our commitments. It's a lie. They are lying to you like they always do. make good on our commitments? What? Do the tax dollars stop rolling in when there's a government shutdown? Last time there was a government shutdown, what was it, October of 2013? Did you take a look at your paycheck? Did they stop collecting your payroll taxes and your federal income taxes from your check? No, they didn't. Now, the money keeps coming in. The money keeps coming in. They have money. They could pay off the bond debt, the interest on the debt. You want another lie, too? Oh, yeah, you may not get your Social Security check and Medicare might not be paid. Another lie. That's an essential service. That's a commitment. You can take a look at the Constitution. We have to make good on all of that. Oh, no. Some national parks may get shut down. Oh, heavens to Betsy, no. Give me a break, okay? Give me a break. Let me try to put this into maybe something that everybody can understand. There are many of our listeners will understand. You have a kid. Little Sally, Johnny, goes off to college. And little son, Johnny's how you put them on an allowance over the course of the week. Now, when I was in college, I didn't even have an allowance. It was my money out of my bank account. But anyway, you say, okay, you're allowed X amount of dollars. And your wife says, you know, hon, I feel really a lot more comfortable if you let little Johnny or Sally have a credit card just in case of an emergency. And you argue with your wife. I don't know about this. I don't know if I like the idea of this. But eventually, you know, at least in my house, as always, the wife wins. And you say, okay. Okay, honey. And you give Johnny or Sally a credit card and off they go to college. What happens next? Well, little Johnny and Sally are only supposed to use that credit card for an emergency, right? What if they're no longer using it for an emergency? Well, we'll talk about that when we get back. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com, our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Just doubling the standard deduction means 9 out of 10 people can, I wish I had it with me, but 9 out of 10 people can fill their taxes on a form like a postcard. So the results are going to be what sells this bill, not the confusion before it passes.
House Speaker Paul Ryan, in a Capitol Hill briefing, called the federal tax code outdated and said the GOP legislation will make things more fair and we will get more money in the hands of hardworking Americans. That was also interesting. A new report claims House Speaker Ryan is eyeing retirement after the 2018 midterm elections. The FCC is ending net neutrality rules. Now, what this really means is internet providers such as AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast will have the opportunity to speed up or slow down or block traffic from certain websites and apps. The FCC chairman says the repeal is meant to get the government to stop micromanaging the internet. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The New York Times number one seller, Portraits of Courage by former President George W. Bush, is a vibrant collection of oil paintings and stories that honor the sacrifice and courage of America's military veterans. Available in a standard hardback edition, as well as a deluxe boxed edition signed by President Bush himself. Go to patriotdepot.com/portraitsofcourage to get yours today. Use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber?
Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, The Watchdog on Wall Street show. So, I gave you the scenario. You put your kid on allowance off to college. Wife convinces you, says, hey, you know what? Let's give them a credit card just in case of an emergency. And, well, you get the credit card bill, and you see, oh, concert tickets, and out to dinner, and you get irate. These are not emergencies. They're not supposed to be using this credit card unless there is an emergency, but they use it anyway. And you go to your wife, and you give her the old "see, I told you so" moment, and you say, listen, this has got to stop. I'm cutting off the credit card. She hams and haw. No, just warn little Johnny and set him to it. But you say, that's it. I'm shutting it off. They're going to have to learn. The debt ceiling is nothing more than that. It's you are just allowing them to spend more money on the credit card. Why do you think both Democrats and Republicans will come up with the same, oh, we got to, we got to raise debt, so we got to pay. And both sides. They put on this little dance, this little song and dance for all of us here. It's a ruse. What do you think, that they want their credit card torn up? You think that they want to actually have to do the right thing and cut spending and live within our means? No. Heck no. And the sad reality is that many Americans, they don't want to either, because they want their free stuff too. Do you remember back in October of 2013, what took place? And I remember Obama going on with David Gregory and scaring up senior citizens around the country about the debt ceiling. And, oh, no, yeah, you could lose the Social Security and Medicare, which was a complete lie. Complete lie. Nobody called him out on the lie, but it was a complete and utter lie. And then one of the other good ones, too, was John Kerry. John Kerry going on, acting all irate on the news programs because S&P and Moody's downgraded our credit rating as a nation because of the debt ceiling debate. They still use it to this day. We got to be careful. We don't want our credit rating to change. Let me explain to you what a lie that is. The credit rating agencies are a joke. Okay? S&P, Moody's, Fitch, they're a joke. you can buy your own, you buy ratings. How was it that all of those CDOs and all those mortgage-backed securities, how did they get triple A credit ratings when they were filled with nothing but garbage loans? That's because the big brokerage firms paid them for that rating. You don't think the Obama administration called up S&P and Moody's and says, hey, you know, you guys got to do us a favor here. You got to downgrade us, you know, just a little bit. Just a little bit. We're going to put pressure on people out there and they're going to scare them about a credit rating. And we're going to get that credit card back. That's exactly what happened. You know, people, again, we have to understand these people for who they are and what they do. This is, I likened our debt situation as a nation. I've likened it to child abuse. It's almost like, what's it that some of those ridiculous, was it Maury Povich? What's the name of the other guy there? I forget. They got those ridiculous shows that they bring people on. It's like you're bringing parents on the program who have destroyed their kids' credit and took out credit cards in their names and rung up the credit card. We keep putting this on our children's bill. It's sad but true, but that is exactly what has taken place. So, yes, do we need to have a discussion about this? Do we need to contain spending? Yeah, but hey, this is both sides of the aisle. You've got conservative Republicans there saying, hey, you know what, we're going to cut off the, you know, extra spending when it comes to domestic issues, but they want to spend more on bombs and missiles and guns and tanks and airplanes. Whoa! Like I said, I'm an equal opportunity basher here, kids. I'm sorry. You mean to tell me that the Pentagon can't do it less? They can't find savings there, too? So we know these conservative politicians. Who's cutting checks to them? The defense industry. No, it's cuts across the board. Everybody needs to sacrifice. Oh, no, the Pentagon won't be able to buy the $500 hammers anymore. It's about time. Got to take a break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter. Consultations with our certified financial planners. All sorts of great stuff at our website. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like Lico Chaps, Super Mega Fish Oil, or Doggo Suds Shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Mario and Pemba here for your local Auto Value Parts stores. There's no feeling quite like the one you get from driving on the open road. So whether I'm keeping my ride clean or running smooth, I've come to depend on the team at my local Auto Value Parts stores. And you can place your order anytime at autoparts2020.com.
We have batteries, brakes, bumpers, and more at your Auto Value Parts store,
where service is the difference.
We get it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Entrepreneurs expect a solid finish to the year and are confident in the 2018 economy, according to the Fall 2017 Bank of America Small Business Owner Report. Nearly three-quarters of small business owners are optimistic their 2017 year-end revenue will surpass that of 2016. In addition, economic confidence also surged by more than 10% from last fall, as almost half of entrepreneurs expect the national economy to improve in 2018. However, growth plans remain flat from last fall, and plans to hire are down from last year. Sharon Miller, head of Small Business Bank of America.
With unemployment at record lows, business owners may be experiencing challenges in finding qualified candidates. This has led to a decline in hiring plans for the year ahead. Even with that challenge, the short-term future is very bright as entrepreneurs are upbeat about the 2018 economy.
For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com. Roma, Roma, ma, ga, ga, ooh, la, la,
what's your bad romance? Ba, Roma, you should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yep, they're going there again. They're going there again. These are the people that are always wrong. Always wrong. They make tons of money. They get to go to all the swanky economic events. They headline in Davos. They still bring them on CNBC. Yes, I give you left-wing economists, blowhards, bloviators, people that are never right. Never right. Case in point, Larry Summers. Larry Summers, former Treasury Secretary, President of Harvard. The smartest man in the world, if you ask him. You ask Larry Summers. Hey, Larry, you know, who do you think the smartest man in the world is? That's me. Come on. It's got to be me. Larry Summers has said that the GOP tax plan is going to cause thousands to die. Thousands are going to die. I'm still amazed that this tactic works because they pull this out all the time, right? Thousands of people dying in the streets. Every single time, some way, shape, matter, form, thousands of people are going to die. They're going to say because of the Obamacare mandate going away, people are not going to go to their doctors and they're going to die. Boy, oh boy, do you guys recall people dying in the streets all over the place prior to Obamacare? No, me neither. Again, I don't know how anybody takes these people seriously anymore. I really don't. I don't even know, understand how they get, why they even put them on TV. They're adjunct idiots. You read this piece, Larry Summers. Again, where was this? Washington Post. It's absolutely moronic. Anyway, a little bit more. Tax reform. And I'm getting a ton of emails from all over the country, all over the world for that matter, from our clients overseas, asking me specific questions about the tax reform bill. Okay, we got the House, you got the Senate. And they're supposed to figure out, you know, what they're going to come up with. I don't know. I don't know. What I do know right now, I'll tell you what is definitely true right now, is that restaurants in D.C., if I could buy some sort of futures on D.C. restaurants and booze being sold in D.C., I would buy it right now. Because all of the members of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, all big businesses, all of these concerns are spending a fortune. They've warmed up their credit cards and they're taking out Republican politicians to make sure that their little loophole remains in the tax bill. I have no idea what they're going to come up with. I don't. Now, is this, I'll be honest, is this shades of you got to pass the bill to find out what's in it? Yeah. Kind of. What I'm hoping for, what I'm praying for, is relief for small businesses. Small business is the key, people. That's where you're going to see jobs growth. That's where you're going to see wage growth here in this country. That's what has made this country. That's what's made America. And I'll give credit where credit is due. Donald Trump has done a good job getting rid of ridiculous regulations. And if we can come up and we can simplify the tax code, we can stop whacking small businesses, pass-through S-corporations, LLCs over the head again and again and again, that will unleash animal spirits here in this country. You want to have that growth? 3.8, 4, above 4%? That's how. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
My heart is human, my blood is boiling, my brain IBM. So if you see me acting strangely,
you're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, man, we talked about this several weeks ago here in the program. We talked about it. We talk about it quite often, honestly. And we were one of the few financial planning firms, registered investment advisors out there that actually incorporated healthcare planning and helping people out with insurance, actually getting people off their employer's insurance getting them on their own back with high deductible plans coupled with health savings accounts. And yeah, I do lecture people a bit here on this program about their health and what it's going to cost them. The reality is if I'm sitting down with a family and a couple, and I can see right in front of me that they, you know, they have, you know, they're obese and they have issues. And people sometimes are actually shocked that I actually bring it up and tell them that, listen, you're going to have to plan for this. And again, I could be wrong, but I have to go by what the numbers tell me. And it's some news from America's senior citizens. A recent international study found that adults age 65 plus in the United States are sicker than their counterparts in 10 other high-income nations. And they face greater financial challenges regarding their health care. Well, yeah, they do. And again, I'm going to be honest with you, it has a lot to do with obesity. It really does, people. And, you know, trust me, you take a look at what the costs are for assisted living facilities and various different things. And people, I can't tell you, you have to invest in yourself. Invest yourself. And listen, if you don't know, I've never worked out, I don't know what to do. You know what? Make that investment. It costs you to get a trainer. Learn. And mark my words, okay? Mark my words, you're going to send an email and thank me if you listen. It's a story as well I wanted to talk about and the amount that people are saving. It's another topic that comes up here on the program quite often. Are you on track to have 10 times your last salary saved by the time you retire? Now, I'd say for most Americans, no way. No way. The personal savings rate was about 3.1% at the end of September. This is according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis. No, people are not saving enough. And, you know, even if you talk about that 10 times number, it's a little bit hard, too, coupled with the fact that people are living longer. They may not be living healthier, but they're living longer. The change in the mortality rate has a lot more to do with the opiate problem we're having in this country with younger people dying. People are living longer, but they're not necessarily living healthier, which is costing them. Living longer, it's going to cost them money. They're living unhealthier longer. That's going to cost them even more money. So we have, for a while, people, you know, been listening to this program for time, understand that we've been trying to convince people that an entire retirement rethink in regards to what to do when it comes to retirement, the entire concept in of itself. And if we continue to see more and more medical advances, and trust me, I follow this stuff. I pay attention. I understand what's coming down the pike. The idea of 3-decade, 4-decade retirements, you think you're going to be able to do that? Most, no. Some, yeah, you do really, really well and you're very, very wealthy. It might be a possibility. But then I'm there to tell you, do you really want to do that? What do you plan on doing for 40 years? One of the issues as well they talk about in this column is that people look at their situation and they find themselves oftentimes behind the eight ball. I haven't started saving yet. I haven't started putting money away yet. And rather than actually confront the problem head on, they ignore it. And they pretend it doesn't exist. It's this denial thing. I, you know, la, 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 got problem here. I'm not going to pay attention to it. No! You can catch up. I can also equate this to people that, you know, are out of shape. It's hard at first. There's no doubt about it. You know, you've been out of shape, you haven't worked out, you're out of shape, you want to get, it's hard. Is it going to be hard at first if you haven't started saving, haven't doing these things? Yeah, you're going to have to put a little bit more in. You're going to have to pay a little bit closer attention. You have to work a little bit hard. That's okay.
What's your alternative? Ignoring the problem? So one of the things that we have available at our site, and again, it's going to be the topic of my book that finish it up. I'm going to be coming out shortly. It's all about the retirement crisis that's facing this country. And it's stuff that we've been warning about here for decades. Pensions are going by the wayside. Take a look at your Social Security statement and take a look at that little asterisk there that tells you, hey, you know what? This thing's running out of money. And you're going to get benefit cuts down the road. No, you don't want to live your life that way. You also, again, we've talked about here on the program, and we'll do it again, is you don't want to set certain time restraints on yourself. You don't want to restrain your life by saying to yourself when you're, you know, 35, 40 years old, I'm going to retire when I'm 62. I'm going to retire when I'm 65. Why? Why? I know some people don't like their job. Well, you move on and do something else. Nothing wrong with that. Anyway, you get your financial plan done the right way, people. It's more encompassing than you actually think it is. That's why most people haven't gotten it done the right way. Get to our website, sign up for a free consultation with one of our certified financial planners. And again, no, you don't need seven figures plus to be working with the Markowskis. We help everyone. Watchdogonwallstreet.com, our website, or give us a call, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Just doubling the standard deduction means 9 out of 10 people can, I wish I had it with me, 9 out of 10 people can fill their taxes on a form like a postcard. So the results are going to be what sells this bill, not the confusion before it passes.
House Speaker Paul Ryan, in a Capitol Hill briefing, called the federal tax code outdated and said the GOP legislation will make things more fair and we will get more money in the hands of hardworking Americans. That was also interesting. A new report claims House Speaker Ryan is eyeing retirement after the 2018 midterm elections. The FCC is ending net neutrality rules. Now, what this really means is internet providers such as AT&T, Verizon, and Comcast will have the opportunity to speed up or slow down or block traffic from certain websites and apps. The FCC chairman says the repeal is meant to get the government to stop micromanaging the internet. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-361-4221. That's 800-361-4221. 800-361-4221. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
President Donald Trump said Republicans are very close to passing a tax bill. Speaking at the White House yesterday, President Trump said Congress is getting close to pushing a massive tax bill over the finish line. The big question is, though, will any Democrats vote for this bill? The chairman of the Democratic Party, Tom Perez, said he doesn't believe so because it's a bad bill.
I doubt it because, again, this process has been horrific. You look at the polling on this. The American people are seeing through this.
The government issued another pair of positive reports on the U.S. economy, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Two more signs of the strength of the U.S. economy. The Commerce Department saying that November retail sales were up by 0.8% in November when economists polled ahead of time. We're expecting a 0.3% increase. And the Labor Department says there were 225,000 filings for first-time unemployment benefits in the week ending last Saturday, 14,000 fewer claims than analysts had expected. And it's the fourth consecutive week that claims were down.
This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who volunteer.